Hey, Tori, do you have an update on Zach Gallen? What's the latest with him?
I do. So he got a second opinion, and he's got a hairline stress fracture of his right lateral forearm at the radial head.
Do you know what's that mean now?
That's the diagnosis. That's what that means. That's the official diagnosis. What it means is that he's allowed to keep playing catch at the doctor's recommendation, just to a lower stress level, so he's not totally deconditioned. And I know you guys want a timeline. I don't have a timeline. I'm not going to give you a timeline. We're just going to get through this first phase where he's playing catch, and then reload, and I'll keep you guys updated. I will continue to get information from the medical staff and update you guys throughout this process. Zach's health is our biggest concern, first and foremost, and we are not going to jeopardize anything that's going to put him in harm's way.
So there was no issue with ligaments or tendons or muscle, huh?
No, there was not. The only thing that he mentioned, there was discomfort with throwing his curveball. So he's asymptomatic minus that.
Tori, I don't know if you know enough to do this, but could you demonstrate what part of the forearm that is? Do you know? Like, could you, like, point to it?
I do. You guys are great. Right here in this area.
Hey, Gilmer.
Tori, I know anytime somebody is injured, it's not a good situation, but is this kind of better news than you could have, possibly even been fearing?
Yes. Yes, it is. And, like I said, when something like this happens, we all hurt. We hurt for the individual, right? Before we're worried about what it's going to do to the team. What it's going to do to the team is going to allow somebody to step up and get an opportunity to impress us and hopefully run with the chance of taking things to the next level. But when you break this down, I was starting to get a little bit of a better feeling knowing that it was a hairline stress fracture. And to me, that was the best news possible when we're considering what some of the other options are. Obviously, when it comes up to elbows or shoulder when you're a starting pitcher.
Zach Buchanan?
Or does this diagnosis make it pretty clear that it's the result of just getting kind of rattled on a pitch in the cage and just, not hitting the bat flush?
Yes, that's correct. We've tried to perfect our, I've said this before over the past couple of days, we've tried to perfect our hitting progression with the pitchers, and we got to do it. We've got to get these guys ready to step into a box and face major league pitching, or otherwise it's going to happen there. But this was the direct result, according to what Zach has given me, and I believe him 100%. It was consecutive swings where there was not great contact, and he felt a little discomfort.
David Brent, Ryan, Craig Fumi, back to you.
Make you feel more like you're interested in a designated hitter in the National League, or is it just sort of part of the game?
Oh, man. I'm going to give you the ultimate right on the fence line answer, okay? I love the strategy of a National League game where the starting pitcher position comes up to the plate and you can use that spot to maneuver and change lineups, turn things over, and create certain advantages and disadvantages to the opposition. And I'm always hunting for those times or those opportunities. So I love the strategy of the National League game. However, you know, I'm not thrilled about having one of our you know, main guys go down and get injured. So I support what Major League Baseball tries to do to my core, and I'll stand by whatever they decide. So I'm indifferent. I don't have an opinion one way or another, but I just want to protect athletes. That's all I'm after at all times, at all costs.
But having coached in the American League, this was not an issue there.
Very rarely was it an issue. And, you know, on the flip side of it, the American League preparation is awfully tough as well. You know, I remember preparing the pitchers for their at-bats during spring training. Then you have a little hiatus, and then you jump back into it. So, you know, you have a progression there as well to protect the pitchers. So it's a little bit more challenging, but you don't have to run up against it every single start.
Nick McCorrell.
Tori, do you guys internally have an idea of how long Gallen might be out?
No, nothing like that.
Right? Why do you think that's the case?
Because it's something that's so uncommon that there is no roadmap, and there's really nothing that we can follow. So we're gonna rely on Zach. We're gonna rely on you know, the information he's given us, and he's asymptomatic right now. He's gonna continue to play catch. And we'll piece it together day by day.
Do you think it's something that he is going to have to, is it going to have to be completely out of there, or is it something he's going to be able to pitch through to some degree?
Well, yeah, once again, I feel like we're not going to put him out there unless he's asymptomatic with every single one of his pitches, and that he's gotten a clean bill of health and he's signed off by the medical team. So once it gets to that point, I'll keep you guys posted. Never at any time was this a ligament. I think somebody asked me about a ligament or a muscle. Never at any time was it a ligament or a muscle issue. Craig, I think you asked me that, so I'm sorry. I wanted to revisit that because I wanted to answer that question. Tendon, leg, ligament, or muscle, I think is what you asked.
David Brennan.
Hey, Tori, is this kind of injury something that the doctors told you or that Zach told you could get, like, worse if he throws too soon, you know, become like a complete fracture or something? Or is it just sort of a lingering thing, I guess?
That's a good question. It's one of the questions that I asked as well. And, you know, I think the medical team was comfortable in saying that this is something that once it's healed, we're not going to have to worry about it anymore.
Do you see?
Was this the first or second opinion that came up with the fracture?
Both.
Zach?
Tori, well, I'll ask a question for Nick here because he's asking. Where do you know where the second opinion came from?
I do. The name is escaping me. It was in L.A. Zach did not go to L.A.
Was that Ella Trash?
It was not.
Okay. My question was going to be...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My question was going to be is, are there certain benchmarks that he has to hit to kind of move through the progression? Like, are you guys just basically waiting until he can throw that curveball without feeling it, and then you can move on to whatever comes next in his return? Like, what are the things that he needs to be able to do that you guys can kind of detect to show that he's getting better?
Yeah, I don't know that perfect answer. He's got to pitch without pain, be asymptomatic, and get cleared by the medical team. That's it for me. Plain and simple. Like, if that's not the case, I wouldn't even think twice about putting him out there. I don't know about the benchmarks. I know you guys want to know those timelines and get that thought out there so you guys could, you know, map out, you know, where he's at and when he's going to return. We don't know. We don't know any of that. Dr. Shin in Los Angeles.
Is that Shin?
Correct.
Jack Summers.
So, Tori, you have mentioned that he's able to do some play catch so that he doesn't get completely, you know, out of condition. I guess then to ramp it up to harder throwing, is there at least a, you know, another MRI or X-ray that needs to be taken and shows that he's healed in addition to him being asymptomatic for him to be able to continue on to a next phase?
Yes, I don't know that answer. I know that our medical team is going to make darn sure that things are okay before they allow him to take those next necessary steps. So, you know, he played catch today, I will say that, and he felt great. He was asymptomatic.
Okay. Is there anything else going on with any other players, any other injuries, updates?
I mean, right? Think about what we've walked through the past 3 or 4 days. That's the beauty of this game. No, nothing else. Right,
good.
Surprisingly so, right?
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Johnny Jackson?
Hey, Tori, I know you guys were asked, I think, about this over the weekend, but players with vaccinations, since the news came out, I think, Monday, about 16 and older being eligible, is there anything new on that with players getting vaccinated?
Yes, I'll go ahead and let you guys know that we have a number of players volunteering today, as well as some coaches that are volunteering today, and they're going to get their first shots. So we decided that the safest and best thing to do was to support them and you know, keep them out of the lineup and get them back on the field again tomorrow. So I those are the updates that I do have. Major League Baseball is not line jumping. Our players are not line jumping. I'm proud to say that our guys are out there right now volunteering for another hour so they get their first shots. And I think there's a couple rounds of that. I think we have one more day where that will take place. But I'm proud of our guys for doing that. And not requesting that they get a privilege or two, they're doing it the way that they should. And we're going to try to make sure that everybody can get vaccinated that wants to get vaccinated as soon as possible, given the fact that 16 and older was the new age.
Corey, was that organized through the team?
Yes.
Do you have a rough estimate of how many players, coaches combined?
I think there's probably between 8 and 10. I read the names today off to Pat, and I was looking at Pat if he could. Was it between 8 and 10? Would you say?
Maybe like a dozen.
Yeah, he said closer to a dozen.
Okay, and then another. What do you think? Another 8 to 10, or more than that the next time?
I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer.
Sorry, there's no mandate, right? There's no mandate by Major League Baseball to get vaccinated.
Correct.
Kind of, I guess, along those lines of what Craig just asked, have you spoken to those guys just about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about people and kind of public personas, you know, helping out with the messaging, encouraging people to get vaccinated, showing that they've been vaccinated. Have you talked to those guys about kind of the good they can do, not only getting vaccinated, but using that as an opportunity to encourage others to do the same?
Yes. Hang on one sec. Well, yeah, I feel like anytime we can use our platform to create a very positive message, I think our guys do a good job of that. Our organization does a fantastic job of that. And our players are a pretty special group. And I know that they would encourage the next teammate or perhaps somebody that they know to go out and get vaccinated and by doing it the right way. I am certain that a player or two will be recognized today. While you know, Arizona Diamondback residents are passing through the lines, and I'm sure that these players are going to create some smiles and create some excitement. And just by being there, I think a lot of people are going to get the right message about how important it is to go out and get vaccinated.
Craig Fleming.
Hey, Tori, back to Zach. I did just a quick Google search on a hairline fracture. It said 6 to 8 weeks typically for healing. Did anyone in the organization say anything about that, or that's a possibility?
Yeah, we're very well aware of that, but nothing, you know, we're not going to hold anything to those numbers. We're just going to continue to go back based on what Zach has given us and, you know, what the medical team is doing as far as diagnosing. And like I said, we're not going to put him in harm's way.
Zach?
But have you, I'm sure you've talked to Zach. How did he take the news? Was it all things considered encouraging for him?
I haven't talked to him since I heard the official diagnosis, but I've been talking to Zach throughout this process, and you know, much in the same. I saw some of the things that he was saying to you guys. I'm getting the same answers, and you know, he's not happy about it, but he understands that right now he's injured and he needs to step back and heal up, and he's going to follow the program.
David Grant.
Hey, Tori, just for people that wonder what, like, volunteering entails in a situation like that, like, where are the players? What are they doing, like, in their volunteering?
Yeah, I'm not going to give their location away, but they're volunteering just for those of us that have gone and gotten our shots. You know, there's people that are there to organize the cars and the lines and get information and scan phones, maybe clean up some information, and then just make sure once you get the injection that you're safe and you're staying there for the 15 minutes. We all know what those volunteers are doing, minus the doctors and the nurses that are administering the shots. I haven't gotten any feedback from that. My son is one of the volunteers out there today with the group, so I will definitely get a bird's eye view as to what was happening. And what the guys were doing. I'm sure they were doing a very good job at it, though.
Zach?
Tori, just to say I've asked, I know we're not putting a timeline on Zach, but is just because the calendar is sneaking up on us, is readiness for the regular season kind of out of the picture at this point?
The start
of the regular season.
We're budgeting for a lot of things, and that is one of them. That is potentially one of them.
Brett Thompson?
Hey, Tori, a question about pitchers getting hurt while hitting. Aren't pitching injuries far more common than batting injuries, and also aren't they far more serious typically than batting injuries?
Yeah, I'm just going to speculate on that and say probably, you know, the mechanics of throwing a baseball are going to create a little bit more torque and a little bit more potential for injury than swinging a bat. Yes, I would agree with that, but that's just my humble opinion.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
By the Bruins.
Thank you.
Or more.